there? What's there to think about? What's there to think about? What's there to, what's there to, what's there to, what's there? Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Transcendence World Movement. Tonight, we are going to move into the land beyond duality in the mind. We're going to sort through some of the pitfalls, look at how some of the currents in today's society can be traced back through history. Consider the fact that although there have been trying times, there have also been many bright lights that have been shining on and on and on. So there are many good things happening. Spent some time today making up the site, the website, to go with the show. I had an earlier version, and this is about round two. It's called TranscendenceWorldMovement.com. TranscendenceWorldMovement.com. So check it out. Soon we'll have links of it all over the place. Actually, we have one already on the sidebar of BBS Radio, the index page. So that'd be a quick, easy way to get over there. And I also have it linked on my other page, creativecosmos.org. And if you're out there listening tonight and you find anything I'm saying interesting or you have something to share to the conversation, feel free to give me a call. Toll free, 1-888-268-4313. Again, 1-888-268-4313. Or you could just dial direct, 530-876-3222. In today's world of cell phones, it's a lot easier to dial direct than it used to be back in the old days. So, yeah, we'll start the show with the first concept. And I'll tell you a little bit about how this came about. A number of years ago, just as part of my creative unfolding, I saw an idea start to emerge. And one of the first things I wrote down regarding the idea was a phrase, and then I showed it to a few friends, and a lot of people thought it was pretty cool, and it kind of stuck around, and then started attracting more and more and more around the idea, and suddenly it took on a life of its own, and people were talking about it, and reading the articles that I had been writing in the transcendence realm. So if you want to check some of those out, that's really the foundation, the beginning of perceiving the aesthetic that we are creating here and what the Transcendence World Movement is all about. It isn't just about details. It's about a vibe. It's about something that's already happening. So check them out again at the site, TranscendenceWorldMovement.com. I'm going to keep articles there, and I'm going to write new articles, and we're going to cycle a whole bunch of really great information through there. So start having a look at that. So the first phrase that I came up with and wrote down went like this. It went, no war, no peace, transcendence. And, you know, it takes you back a little bit because, now, you know, how can you say no peace? But you see, it's kind of illustrating the dichotomy there. No war, no peace. No this, no that, you see, because it's, of course, there will be a different kind of peace that comes into play later on, perhaps. But in this context, again, no war, no peace. Transcendence, because most people process the word peace in the mind. Peace is a later byproduct of harmony that you find when you sort things out in your inner world. it isn't something you can really promote or impose or, you know, if you're fighting for it, it becomes something unlike peace. It just becomes another idea in the realm of the mind. And this is the concept in which I say no peace. No concept that you feel like you need to fight for or resist another power for, because it adds substance to that which you supposedly oppose. You reinforce it in a way, especially these days. And with the new energies on the earth emerging, I feel we are being moved into higher ground, into a new and better way of conceiving of these things. We're not going to be simply thinking in the old paradigm. With our heart open and being aware of the multidimensional universe, we see things in a totally different way. And when people that are aware of those things come together, they don't have to talk about it. They don't have to squibble about political positions, because they both are in harmony, in tune with the truth and source of life. And so the basic, most common, and fundamental understanding is shared. And when you understand that life is a blessing, it changes the way in which you express yourself. The two-sided arguments that are always talked about, both on TV and on mainstream talk radio, they are designed to shape your perception for you. They create that split. They try to make it seem as if you must make a choice for or against. And that once you do make one choice, you must stick with it evermore. Well, who knows what tomorrow will bring? Life is ever changing. In one moment, we may feel one way. And later on, it may no longer be pertinent. And they may have both been right in what was called for in the moment. The whole political discourse right now is just a muddle of nonsense. Things that don't matter. Things that don't really have much substance. It's a flurry of activity designed to make it seem like something's being done. But as far as I can tell, I don't see much getting done. That's good and supportive of the higher energies that are influxing into this realm. And, you know, those of us who are tuned in and open up to it and receiving that flow of energy, there's no way we can even operate in that old system of thought anymore. It's the past. It's no longer relevant. It no longer applies. It's limited and only takes into consideration the small little world that's built through the television set, the visits to church on Sunday, and to the familial interweaving of that amongst the people to each other. You see, they take that stuff and then they talk about that stuff, share that stuff, and then they think they're doing something too, but really they've just been handed a hot potato that they just keep passing around while they're missing the true beauty and depth that somewhere inside they will feel they're missing. But after a while, they lose touch with it. And then they forget it was even there. And then they just hurt. They just lock in the hurt and somehow carry on in the game. Two-sided arguments are a fallacy. They do not exist in the universe. Educate yourself. Read books. Look at artwork. Listen to music. Spend time meditating. Then your position will be unique because it will somehow reflect your spirit, which is one of a kind. And many people take things for granted that aren't necessarily so. We just tend to collectively accept many things, particularly in public, as a standard fare, which are actually very oppressive. And in a way, it seems as if we collectively police each other to keep the expression of life down. But that's a mental disease that's been afflicted and that's been inflicted and introduced through poor ideology and greatly distorted views of life that are perpetuated by people who don't have humanity's best interests at heart. They are seeking only to exploit. They see the human population as if they were an oil field or something, and they're going to tap them till they're tapped dry. And they use very heavy-duty techniques. They implant symbols all over the place that speak to the subconscious of the masses, and those of you who are in the mind and only in the mind have no resistance to them because they operate from the astral plane, from the symbolic plane. They are a different form of language that you can learn to read as well as anything else. And you see, if you come to understand what this stuff means, you'll be uninfluenced. And you'll be able to maintain your own integrity in the face of the storm. And riding your life like a great captain, standing, watching the waves, heading towards the sun, you can meet your destiny, your own destiny, your own journey, free from infringement and people seeking to invade you, because you will know how to keep your independence through understanding, and you will have your own mission in life. You will have uncovered your own talents and your own special role to play here at this time. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here to uncover. That's what we're here to make happen. And that is how the earth is going to be healed and how God's plan will be revealed. When we are able to walk the walk, unswayed by the obstacles that we come across in our path, simply because we're so light on our feet, and we can dance around them. And be merrily back on our way. So don't let that input, don't let those messages from the outside, and don't let the collectivity in their default state of mind keep you from critically thinking things through on your own terms, you see. And if you start paying attention to the feelings inside and how you resonate with the things that you encounter, and you start responding to situations truthfully in the moment, not waiting until you've not acted and then later regret or have remorse. Express fully, express freely, and you'll be unencumbered. We are out here. There are many people like you, the one who's listening, considering your own place on this journey. And I know myself, at times along the path, when I've heard people speak and read books and come into material that had meaning for me, it clicked and meant so much, and I was so excited and happy and relieved that there is a solution high above the clouds, and it's clear and shining and speaking to any who would listen. And so there is no influence necessary whatsoever, and there is no idea that alone needs to encompass a specific concept. There are many seed phrases and aspects that are illustrated to be used to point the way to the inner feeling, to the inner knowing, to the inner strength that you've uncovered for yourself. The tools are being made available in a multitude of ways, and as far as spiritual culture is concerned, right now, the cup overfloweth. You see, though there may be a darker element in society, the higher element or the lighter element is rising as well. And consciousness is being made known, and its presence is undeniable and no longer will the true of heart be swayed by things that in the end will be seen as a stage of development, a period of development. And now humanity must move on. You see, it's a quantum leap forward. in so many places. It's been said that there's a new kind of human, a universal humanity, which is now walking upon the earth. And it's an evolution. Some have talked about ascension, and, you know, there's a whole community of people that are working on it and considering it and sharing about it. And the listeners, you listeners out there to BBS Radio, you're here. If you're hearing my words, it's because you're interested, because you care. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Because it makes a difference. Even if you were to do nothing more than to listen, you will have changed your own vibration, and you will have sent an intent out to the universe that will be beneficial and will be part of how we find our way to higher ground, to days that don't have so much fear in them. And we include the higher realm in every consideration and have no compromise to mind game and manipulation. And with awareness of everything that's going on and a will to be steady on our feet and total in the revelation of our being, we become God on the ground, and nature's plan is revealed. And once we've covered that ground, once you've heard me speak those words, the exposure to those new pathways may in fact open doors for you, because you'll consider things anew and include things in your frame of reference that you never thought were possible before. Because believe me, they are. It's a magical universe we live in. That cold, hard reality is just a tiny, tiny speck that happens just a little bit of time. But just outside of that, there are so many wonders it would take lifetimes to explore. And that's why we do take lifetimes to explore. And now it's time to enjoy. We can enjoy. You know, it's almost an undercurrent in some people's thinking that they have to be serious or they're not getting anything done. They have to worry or else they feel like they're not meeting some demand or expectation they put upon themselves. Well, people out there, if that's you, heal. Listen to my words. It does not need to be that way. You don't need to do that to yourself, you see, because it just shorts you out. Just shorts out your energy system. You're kind of sending in, imagine as if you were sending in little arrows right into yourself, you know. It may seem justified that you have a reason, but there's always a reason. It's all in how you look at it, you know. Keep the bigger picture in mind. Keep the joy of life in mind. Keep the reality of existence on planet Earth in mind. Keep the stars in the sky and our cosmic heritage in mind. And keep your own center of light resonating and shining and be in your own skin and create everything that you want in your life. Be a part of the magic. The magic wants you to join it. Just around the corner, you can see smiling face that's waiting to greet you upon your arrival. And it's such amazing grace that the sound is indeed sweet, and it flushes all wounds and cleanses them with the nectar of the gods. There is a mother, there is a father, there is consciousness in the planets, in the sun, and in the stars, and life is all around. Open your eye, your third eye. It's not an esoteric concept. It's a fact of life. And it's something we have to enrich our lives with wisdom and to relate telepathically to anything we want. You see, if we have doubts or rigid ideas in our mind, it keeps the free flow of messages from occurring. You keep your brain synapses open like a tree reaching to the sky and just wait and listen. You will always feel the cosmic rain and drink it deeply to heal your pain. And your heart will explode in song. And then with the nature's current, you'll join along. And you'll see that the pulse, the heartbeat of existence, is one and the same for all of us. And that the Lotus Kingdom has been blossoming all around. And you hear the music and the silent sound as love showers all around, and everyone that you did ever meet comes back to greet you as you arrive where you've always been, and smile at the surprise that was just around the bend. And I see it as a kind of new renaissance. The transcendence is not the first time some of these energies have begun to present themselves. Just think of how much of our art culture comes from the Renaissance. And let me tell you, for those of you who have not listened to the music that comes from the Renaissance or observed in some of America's fine galleries the artwork created from that time or studied the culture, you'll have been missing a part of what it is to be a human. Particularly in the West at this time, if you are awakening. Because in the Renaissance, which some say was between 1450 and 1600, and occurred mostly in Europe, in Italy and France and some in England and Germany and all around the center of Europe and some from Spain and just all around there. And for a while, art took the lead in the culture and politics was a non-issue. And so many of the leaders across Europe, you know, it was kind of a feudalist kind of system, you know, like you people had their little kingdoms, there was a prince here, a prince there, their little areas, and the ones who were more rich and covered more ground would pay an artist to, would keep musicians around and pay an artist to create a wonderful work of art to make their own place better, to add prestige to the city, and to just represent monument to humanity's thinking, to humanity's being. And then they cultivated this vibe of exploration and freedom. And it was very individualistic and free thinking. And art and spirituality kind of intertwine, you see, because the church wasn't really there. It was kind of also a release after the Holy Roman Empire, their power started collapsing in the 1200 area. Their reach started ebbing for a while, and it kind of freed up Europe for a while to be less influenced and ruled in their thinking. And literally, Renaissance means rebirth. And it's kind of a rebirth of divine ideals. The fact, considering humanity in a divine way, remembering our divinity, and not insulting ourselves or defining ourselves unjustly or being so hard on ourselves. And then later in the 1700s, there is a movement called the Enlightenment. And the philosophers of Europe influenced what was going on in America at the 1700s. And what was that, you history buffs? What was the creation of our nation? And it was to be a beacon of freedom from oppression. And those leaders had a mystical understanding and meant things that most don't realize in this day and age. Many times we mistakenly believe that because we are the most modern, I mean, obviously we're alive now, and time in our world anyway is right this moment, and that we must know more than everybody who's ever lived. Nope, that's not the case. The universal truth underneath it all has been the same. But it's this modern day and age that we collect so much crap in our minds and block so much of our energy flow that we really need the tools to clean it out. And you see, that's what we're doing. Part of what we're doing is cleaning it out. And the other part is then transforming those energies to flow in the way they were supposed to, and then when we look at the world, we start creating new, having new ideas tuned into the source, and then creating those ideas. And pretty soon the problems of the past are not solved directly, because they can't be solved directly, but they will be superseded and left behind. So we have to bring this creative spirit, this energy. And so those windows of awareness that opened up in the Renaissance and later in the Enlightenment of Europe that came to America. See, the experiment in America is ongoing. It's still happening. We have not reached what America was meant to be. And right now, we're right on the cusp. Some are trapped in the mind, and many are waking up, and more are waking up every day. And as those people get more steady on their feet and see that they're not alone and realize that more and more people are talking about it, and there's more and more rumblings going on. What's going on here? Hey, this doesn't feel right. This isn't good. No, I'm not going to back down. No, I'm not going to give in to fear. No, I'm not going to let anything or anybody or any circumstance stop me from resonating the truth of who I am. Let this be a declaration of independence in the moment for each one of you listening. You have a right to live the life you were born to live. And speak. Openly. Without fear. So this time, it won't just be a small window that opened up and facilitated a bit of creativity. We're going to open it up and it's going to stay open. So the transcendence is a renaissance that lasts. It's applied globally. And is as contagious as ice cream. So, America hasn't really had time to get itself on its feet, you know? It's been so distracted by wars and various adventures, and there have been times of peace and always many things being done along the way. Just imagine if we could all open up to the influx of energies that are available. Or at least those of us who choose or who feel that in ourselves, if we move together, if we work together and we build together, it wouldn't have to be everybody. It wouldn't even have to be, you know, it could be whatever it is, but you know, if even if it's a core people that feel this way, that all move together to create what they envision, it would happen. Because intrinsically there'll be enough people who feel it. There'll be enough people carrying the new energies, you see, and we're kind of grounding those right now. We're early arrivals or newly emergent in a way. And hey, man, all throughout science fiction, there are allegories to such things, you know, transformation, turning into energy beings, becoming something new beyond what we once imagined we could be. And once you emerge from the cocoon and spread your wings and begin to fly, you'll see why. And one of the beauties is it releases things that you didn't think could be released. Everything can be let go, can be just dropped. And we rise above. We watch and are aware. And this is the transcendence beyond duality and the mind. And I'll explain how it works as far as manifestation is concerned. You know, if there is imposition, imposed order, it kills the heart, it closes down the heart. You know, if there's some kind of top-down rule and conformity that's trying to be adhered to everybody, Life just isn't that way. And never could be that way. And we don't want it to be that way. But if we try to hold it there, it's going to be a never-ending source of stress and strain. And it will constantly deplete your energy. And then you may feel as if you're in circumstances where you're not going to be able to express yourself. And so you hold back. Well, that hurts you too, you know. You can't hold back. You can't leave things unexpressed. You have to trust in the universe. Not a blind belief, but you learn the way the universe works. Become aware of this aspect. It's the way things are. And when you're tuned in to the source energy and living in the heart of your being, joy will awaken in your heart and natural creativity will overflow. There's no question of, have I ever done this before? I need to learn this or that. You know, sometimes you might have to acquire a skill, but that's mere detail. If you have a vision, the vision is the gift, and if you serve the vision, it doesn't matter how you get there, it just matters that you get there. And when you get there, you'll feel such fulfillment, because you will have brought something to the earth, something that will change lives. I've referred to it before as artifacts of transformation. You see, if you create something from the heart and you bring it into existence in this world, sure, one day it too will pass away. But in the meantime, the influence and impact it has on other people will always ring throughout eternity, because you will have been a part of their path. You will have been a part of their changing. And you see, we can't, and this is the whole base, one of the basics that's wrong with the way people think about politics is, man, life is changing, and it changes, and it changes, and it changes, and it changes. Not only that, it's expanding, and it's expanding, and it's expanding, and it's expanding. And we can't just hold on to anything, you know. We can't jump to a conclusion and assume that we have the answer and declare it done. That itself, regardless of the position taken, it's just the wrong way to look at it. It's not part of life in the higher dimensions. So we have to learn trust instead of fear. And to let go and let life be life and just become, learn self-mastery so that we can meet the moment as it occurs. There are so many places and ideas that come once you are out of the old structures. So many solutions, infinite solutions to every problem. Don't worry about the problems, people. That will be a piece of cake. Once we get awakened and we can stand behind that awakening, everything is possible. Anything is possible. And we will be able to instantly manifest whatever we want, because we understand how the universe works. And it's never worked against us. We've worked against the universe. The universe is in our favor. Life is in our favor. Things will go well. Things will work out. We just have to learn how that place operates and work with it, you know? And we want it to be that way, because our own preconception is not enough. And simply teaching each other what we feel based on our own limited view is not enough. And so we're awash in the energies of higher vibration now. Open up to them and allow the transformation to occur, and know inside yourself that, one, others are experiencing this. Two, it's a good thing. It's a gift. It's a revelation. If you want to know what a revelation is, this is my revelation, the revelation of your spirit, the opening of your heart, the flowering of your being, the giving off of the fragrance of the essence of your soul, doing what you were born to do, contributing to the creation, the whole creation. If you create one thing, you've participated in creation. For that moment, you've shared the mind of God. And the creativity that flows through the whole universe flowed through you. And you had a taste of the ultimate. And once you get that taste of the ultimate, you're going to want more. You're going to open up and drink deeply of these energies. And they're going to flush your system. And then the new thoughts and dreams and ideas, which are yours and yours alone, will start bubbling up to the surface. And in time, you will cultivate them. And they will see the light of day. And then you'll meet a friend who will also be doing the same. And you'll support each other. And you'll stand by each other. And each of your creations will continue to develop, and you'll help one another. And the whole world this way will celebrate existence. And be thankful for their lives. So there is the introduction. I hope you enjoyed it. And it's an evolving thing that I hope you participate in with me. I'd like to hear your thoughts. I'd like to hear your ideas. We are going to brainstorm about everything that you can imagine. We will air it out and give you a platform, an opportunity. If you're out there, if you're one of these people who are becoming awakened, who are getting an influx of ideas, who have some need in themselves to come forward. You see, many of us right now are going to have new things come into our lives. Even those of us who've had a job for 10 years, 20 years, but all of a sudden we're going to want to do something else. You know, sometimes I say that to somebody, you know, hey, you know, maybe you want to suddenly take up badminton, you know, or suddenly you're going to want to, you know, ski in the Rockies, or, you know, who knows what. But when you break down those walls and you tear down those barriers and you simply trust and let go to the flow of life and allow it to carry you not just forward but higher and fill your life with the blessings of understanding, there won't be any more questions at this point when you are in tune. So thank you for joining us, joining me, and I hope you will jump in next week, same time, same place, for the Transcendence World Movement. Visit the website in the meantime, and anytime, transcendenceworldmovement.com. And I want to end each show with one of my tunes that are pertinent to the discussion, to the transcendence. And if Don's listening and out there, I'd like to play the tune, Ways to Go. And if not, I will share silence with you. Perhaps here's the tune, the song by Chris Moore's called Ways to Go. See you Friday and next Monday. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.